Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
I want to lay down a very good foundation for you in your walk with God. When you have a very good foundation, you can build on them and become a very strong Christian. You shall be fruitful, blessed, and victorious. This teaching is in the series called Building Firm Foundations. Please listen to other teachings in this series as well. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you want to teach us and you want to help us to understand your truth, your ways, and your will, Lord. We ask your Holy Spirit to teach us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In this teaching, I would like to talk about your relationship with the Almighty God, who is your Heavenly Father, your Savior, your Provider, your Healer, your Protector, your Guide, and your Helper. It's so important to build that relationship. When you build a relationship with somebody, you spend time with that person, and you have conversation or communication with that person. In the same way, we need to have conversation with God on a daily and regular basis. You need to understand that to become a Christian means to have a new personal relationship with God the Creator. It is not to follow a new religion. It is not to perform rituals or traditions or try to follow some religious laws. As Christians who are born again, repent of our sin, believe in the good news and in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, we have a personal relationship with God. We become His children. We can have a relationship with God by spending time with Him or talking to Him. We can directly talk to God by using our own words. We don't have to go through somebody else, any other man or woman to talk to God for you. You can talk to God directly in the name of Jesus. Christians have the privilege to be close to God and have a deep relationship with God and a personal conversation with Him, who is the Creator, the Almighty God, the King of all kings, and the Lord of all lords. Wow, what a privilege to have a personal relationship with the owner of your universe. Why must Christians talk to God? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, pray continually. Prayer means to communicate with God, have a conversation with God, talk to Him and listen to Him. Prayer is a command of the Lord in the Bible, recorded in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. It is normal for Christians to talk to God. We should talk to God every day and on a regular basis. I talk to God all day long, whether I'm driving the car, performing surgery, or reading the book, or reading the x-ray of my patients, or while I'm preaching, I still talk to God, listen to God, and ask God to help me. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 13, Jesus taught His disciples how to pray. And Jesus said this way, but when you pray, He did not say, if you pray. We can see that prayer is a normal part of the daily Christian life. He said, when. Let me read the scripture for you. Matthew chapter 6, 5 to 13. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. As surely I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, not if you pray, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord Jesus has set a good example of a consistent prayer life or have a consistent conversation with the Father. In Mark chapter 1 verse 35, the Bible says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Jesus himself, who is God in the form of man, also prayed to the Father. Therefore, prayer is a very important and essential practice and lifestyle in our Christian walks. In John chapter 17, verses 1 to 3, Jesus spoke to the Father. He prayed to the Father. The Bible says, Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus whom you have sent. You see that Jesus was talking to the Father. He had a very deep relationship with the Father. He came into the world in the form of man to do a few things. Number one, to preach the gospel and teach the truth of God. Number two, to go to the cross to pay for man's sin. Number three, to show who God is in this world 2,000 years ago. Four, he set a good example how a human being like you and me should walk on this planet Earth. And one thing he showed is that we should have relationship with God. God is looking forward to hearing our voice. In Psalm chapter 5, verse 3, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you. King David, the faithful servant of God, always prayed to God every morning as well. We will not be defeated, but we will have victory all the time when we face trials and temptations and any hardships in this world. When we have relationship with God, because he is our source of strength, wisdom, and help and victory. Therefore, we need to build relationship with him by having conversation with him on a regular basis. Mark chapter 14, verse 38 say, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. If you do not want to be defeated nor fall into temptation, we must watch out and pray consistently. Talking to God in prayer is an intrinsic part of the normal Christian life because it is one way that we can have fellowship with God. God is our Heavenly Father. We are his son and daughter. Just as it is abnormal if a son does not talk to his father, I'm talking about earthly father, Christian should not cease having conversations with the Heavenly Father either. John chapter 1 verse 12 say, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. You can see here that we are God's children. We should have fellowship and communication and conversation with our Heavenly Father. He loves us so much. He wants to communicate with us. When he created Adam and Eve, he came into the Garden of Eden and fellowship with them in the cool of the day. He is a God of relationship and fellowship. Now, let us look at the components of conversation with God. Conversation is the communication between two persons. We communicate with God in our prayer life by not only talking to him, but also listening to him. We approach him with faith, with honor, respect, and love when we talk to him. These are important components of prayer. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Let us seek God together, and we spend time with God and believe that he exists and he loves us so much and he is a faithful God. Now, I'm going to go through some scripture to show you the components of our communication or conversation with God. Number one, we praise him. Praises God. In Psalm 96 verses 1 to 13, These scriptures show us example of how King David talked to God. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonders among the peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For He is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with His truth. This passage of the scripture talk about praising God, give God the glory, talking about how great He is, how loving, how wonderful He is. Christians praise God for who God is and for what He has done for them. We should do the same thing. We should praise God like King David. There are many things for which we can praise God, such as we praise Him because He is just and faithful. Because He's full of love and mercy. We praise Him because He's merciful and He is so kind to us. We praise Him because He's powerful and He is so mighty. Every time we pray, we should praise God for who He is and what He has done for us. Number two, thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Psalm 106 verse 1, praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We should show our gratitude toward God. We thank God because He answered our prayer, because He sent Jesus Christ into the world and He laid down His life for us. We thank God for His faithfulness, that He answered our prayer and He fulfilled His promise. We should thank God in the good time, and in the bad time, when we thank God, it means we believe that He can answer our prayer. We believe that He can keep His promises. He will fulfill His promise before even we see the fulfillment of the promise. When the hard time comes, we say, thank you, Lord. You shall heal me. You shall provide for me. This problem will turn into the good things. We thank God ahead of time before we see the miracle, the victory, and the answer. There are many blessings that we can give thanks to the Lord. For example, we thank Him that He has given us good health. We thank God for His provision. We thank God for the oxygen we breathe. We thank God for the nice day. We thank God that we have good Christian brothers and sisters in our church and for our job and profession. The most important thing is that we should thank Him for the salvation that we receive from Him through the death of Jesus Christ. We should not forget about what Jesus did for us and always say, thank you, Lord, I am saved. I have the name recorded in the book of life in heaven because Jesus died for me. I have the salvation of my health, my finances, and my relationship. We should never stop being thankful toward the Lord all the days of our life. When we thank God, we also show that He is the owner of everything in our life. What we have come from Him. Therefore, we thank Him that He allowed us to be the steward, the caretaker of what belonged to Him, and He put in our hand what belonged to Him. So number two, thank God. Number three, confession of sin. Praise God, thank God. Number three, confession of sin. Psalm 32 verse 1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We should confess our sin on a regular basis, whether it is a small one or a serious one, whether it is a sin against man or against God, we commit sin when we disobey God and behave ourselves in a manner below God's standards. There are two kinds of sin: breaking the law of God and not obeying the command of God. For example, when we steal, we break the law of God. But when we refuse to do good to other people, we may not steal from anybody, but refuse to do good to other people, we sin as well. Confession of sin will deliver us from the bondage of sin, and it will give us freedom to start a new day, a new life with the Lord all the time. Therefore, Christians should confess their sin in their daily prayer. When you confess your sin, the blood of Jesus cleanses and we become righteous again, and the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Number one, praise God. Number two, thank God. Number three, confessing our sin. Number four, asking God. Matthew chapter 7, 7 to 11, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? John chapter 14, verses 13 to 14 say, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. When we pray and ask the Father for our needs, wisdom and the thing that we want to receive from God according to the scripture, we don't ask anything outside the will of God. When we ask, we should ask in the name of Jesus. God is a source, the Father is a source who gives us the good thing. But the way to the Father is Jesus Christ. That's why we ask in the name of Jesus. And the person, the divine person who works on the planet Earth to make it happen is the Holy Spirit. As Christians, we have the right to ask God for what we need because we are His children. Since we have a father-son relationship with the Almighty God, we can ask for many things from Him. But we must ask according to His will. How can we know His will? Number one, reading the Bible, studying the Bible. Number two, be filled and led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will give us the understanding and knowledge of the will of God. We should not petition God for only what we need, but we should also ask God for other people's need as well. We should pray for the government, for the president, for the king. We should pray for our church. We should pray for the country, the nation. We pray for the Great Commission. We pray for our pastors and brothers and sisters in the church. We pray for our spouse, children, parents. We pray for other people as well. We call intercession. So in our prayer, number one, we praise God. Number two, we thank God. Number three, we confess our sin. Number four, we ask God for what we need and ask God to help other people. Number five, listening to God in our spirit. Conversation is two-way communication between two persons. The first four components are our communication with God. We should receive His message or words as well. God can communicate with us in many ways. Sometimes God speaks to us through other Christians or through sermon or in the Bible study or when we read the Bible. But God usually speaks to us through the Bible a lot as well. God sometimes speaks directly to us in our spirit. We call the inner voice. He makes us know. We know what He wants to speak to us by the Holy Spirit in our spirit. It's in here, the inner voice, the small voice. Therefore, one important component of our devotional time is to listen to His voice in our spirit. Yes, God can give us a vision that we can see something. God can speak us through the dream. God speaks to us through prophetic words. But the main way that God speaks to us is by speaking to our spirit here. We let Him speak to us by being quiet and surrendering and listening to Him in our hearts, and by prayerfully reading the Bible. it is better to read through a book in the Bible than to read it randomly. Read the Bible, study the Bible. Psalm 37 verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. The Bible says, wait in the Lord. So listen to God, God will speak to us. Wait on the Lord, He's going to speak to us. 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17, God speaks to us through the Bible. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You can see here that we listen to God. Number one, we praise God. Number two, we thank God. Number three, we confess our sin. Number four, we also ask God. And also number five, we listen to what God says to us through the Bible or by the Holy Spirit. We must set up a specific time to talk to God. Even though we can talk or pray, or we can talk to God or pray at any time and at any place, it is very important for us to have a specific time to pray on a daily basis. In general, the best time for prayer is early in the morning because it is quiet time and we already have a full rest all night. Jesus himself and King David always woke up early in the morning to pray too. You can read that in Psalm chapter 5 verse 3 and Mark chapter 1 verse 35. However, we should choose the most appropriate time for our life so that we can concentrate on seeking the Lord without worrying about our daily problems or burdens. Some of you may work all night in a night shift. Your prayer time may be in the evening or afternoon after you wake up from sleeping in the morning. Mark chapter 1 verse 35, now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Psalm 5:3, talk about King David. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you. Therefore, should we set up specific time to talk to God on a daily basis? Yes, we should set it up. We should talk to God every day. We call devotional time. We find a specific place to pray. Matthew 6 verse 6 says, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. We find a specific place, maybe our bedroom, maybe in the kitchen or in the living room. Then your Father who see what is done in secret will reward you. That's what the Bible says. We should find a specific time, specific place. We should use a humble position, such as kneeling down or sitting down or standing up with a hand lift up with an honorable and fearful attitude toward God. When we pray to God, we talk to the King of all kings, the Father of our soul. We decide that we will absolutely not allow anything to hinder our personal time with the Lord. We will turn off the TV, turn off the radio. We will not get into the phone and look at some news. We put the phone down, turn off everything and spend time with God. And sometimes we can pray in the corporate prayer meeting, such as the church early morning prayer meeting or all night prayer meeting. Group prayer is so powerful. Matthew 18, 19 to 20 say, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Jesus gives us the picture of effectiveness and power in group prayer. When two or three, even more, gather together, he is there with them and he will answer the request. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, the believers in that generation, they devote themselves to the apostle teaching and they also spend time together in group prayer. The Bible says, and they continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and prayers. They gather together and pray in different homes and in the church, in the temple. They spend time praying together. So let me ask this question after you listen to this teaching. Why do you think that we should pray every day? What is your answer? When is the most appropriate time And where is the most appropriate place for you to have your daily devotional time with the Lord? Remember this, build your relationship with God, get to know God, talk to Him on a daily basis, and you shall see the answer from heaven, victory, and God will speak to you, guide you, show you what to do. You're going to see the breakthroughs and victory, signs and wonders and miracles in your life because you spend time with God in prayer. Pray for your own need and pray for other people as well. And you're going to see heaven open over your life. And a lot of good things going to happen because God answers your prayer and you get closer to God. I believe that this teaching helps you to have a good foundation in your Christian walk. Thank you again for spending time with me. God bless you indeed. Amen.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Still,